Well, how's your morning going? Is everybody on board, getting in the car, getting things done? Yeah, normally the kids need a little encouragement, and some a little more than others. Let's talk about Raising the Challenging Child. It's a book with contributions from various authors. One of them is with us now, Karen Buckwalter. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Karen, I'm sure there's parents all over Central Ontario right now going, thank you. Thank you for taking on the task of writing a book to help parents of kids who are what we used to call a handful. I was probably one of those kids. Can you briefly tell us a little bit about what's in the book?
Yes. So this book came out of over 25 years of experience working with some really challenging children across the nation at a Christian-based organization called SADOC. And what we did was we decided to distill down all of the lessons that we learned in working with those children with very extreme behaviors and think about, you know, what are some nuggets that relate to all parents who might be experiencing challenges with their children. And that is how we put together this book. So it's based on tried and true things that we have used in helping children that we work with.
Like to hear that. Nothing theoretical. This is just stuff that works.
Yes. And I do think that we bring, you know, I am a psychotherapist by training and work as a child and family therapist and play therapist. So we definitely bring in theory and science to the degree that it's helpful. But you're absolutely right that sometimes it's too heavy on the theoretical and too light on, okay, what does all that mean for me now that I can't get my kid out the door this morning and they're throwing a total tantrum? What does any of that mean?
It's not what you're thinking about in the moment, for sure.
Right.
Now, what are some common threads that parents maybe have come to you about as an expert in this field? Some common questions that just seem to always be the ones that come to the top.
I think one of the biggest things that we see most commonly, and we do talk about this obviously extensively in the book, is this balance between structure and nurture. Hmm. And those are the terms that we use to describe, you know, the parent, the structured parent who kind of sets down the rules, the one that lays down the law. Sometimes we think of them as being the drill sergeant or the enforcer. Opposed to the more nurturing parent, the one that is more laid back and maybe wanting to, you know, give hugs and kisses and has trouble even sticking to a limit that they set. So, you know, both structure and nurture are important for children. And it's important to find a balance. And what we normally see is, you know, one parent comes to the table as more the structure-y person, and maybe one parent comes to the table as more the nurture, you know, let's not be so hard on the kids, you're being too harsh, whatever. And we really have to work with parents to say, hey, you nurture people, structure is important. And hey, you structure people, you know, there are times when you have to dial it down a notch. So we're really going to help parents find the balance between both of those.
All right, let's wrap it up with the best piece of parenting advice that you personally have ever had given to you.
Yeah, so that is an easy one, and it is something that we talk about in this book. And that is reflecting on your own history and how you were parented. Because the research is clear that the way which you were parented is the most significant predictor in terms of how you will parent. And so it's very important for us to be able to understand, you know, our own histories, because sometimes there's a lot we would like to do the way our parents did, and sometimes there's a lot we don't want to do. Really depends on our own history, but being reflective about your own past and understanding it and understanding ways children may trigger that, because sometimes children do things that we react very strongly to that are related to something way back in our history and not necessarily what's happening in the moment. And it's important to be aware of that.
Sounds good. The book is called Raising the Challenging Child, and one of the authors is Karen Buckwalter. She's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Karen. It's been very helpful.
Thanks so much, Todd. It was really a pleasure to get to speak with you about the book.